Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Prep and Defense Show. Today, we're going to be talking about sandbag training. So that means using sandbags as part of your workouts and your training programs. So one of the things that I've learned on programs, workout programs and training programs, something that's kind of unique and I found it really effective is workout programs that often incorporate the use of sandbags in the weekly training sessions. So on this show, I'll be talking to you in another training talk format. So it'll just be myself talking to you and sharing with you on some workout training tips and some perspectives. And these are going to be based on experiences that I've had and what I've been exposed to while performing and leading workouts as a member of a tactical athlete team. In my instance, the teams were fire crews. And so I'll be sharing with you on that. And specifically, as I said, we're going to be talking sandbag training. So I know that at the very least, you're going to learn ways that you can incorporate some different exercises and some equipment as you train for your workouts. So I've done several YouTube videos on this topic. So on my Prep and Defend YouTube channel, there's plenty of videos that demonstrate sandbag workouts, that talk about why you should use sandbags, which one you should pick, just on the topic of sandbags alone. So you can check that out. And on this show, I'm going to be talking to you on how to use sandbags and why you should be using them in your training. So I really do. I think it's going to help you out. I hope you try using sandbags, whether you train alone or you train with other people. This is going to be great insight for you to try out. So I've used and I continue to use a wide variety of training equipment on all the workout programs that I do. And sandbags are for sure, they're my go-to for go anywhere, well-rounded fitness. So I use sandbags in a lot of ways and in many different exercises. They're sandbags, I think they're great. They're going to get used as part of warm-ups. You can use them on your warm-ups. You can utilize sandbags for your strength work, during your accessory work that you're doing for your sessions. And of course, the metabolic conditioning or the Metcons, those kind of CrossFit type, hard, short, fast workouts. Sandbags are great for that as well. So some reasons that sandbags are great. Well, they're extremely versatile. I've talked to you about ways that you can incorporate and use them in your workouts, but they're really versatile. You can use them in a lot of different ways. They're adjustable and they're portable. You can take them anywhere. You can perform barbell or kettlebell exercises. And then, of course, you can train outdoors with them. You can train indoors. I prefer training outdoors when possible. And what I really like about sandbags and what I think you'll like as well is you can use them in so many ways. And these are some of the ways you could use them. Well, you can lift them like you would a barbell. You can throw them. You can drag them. You can toss them. You can carry them. And you can use them with grips, or there's a lot of sandbags that have no grips. It's just a large duffel bag. So I believe that using sandbags in your training with a wide variety of exercises, including strongman work, I really think that using sandbags with strongman work, that is really the functional expression of strength and fitness. And that's really what I feel sets apart the training programs that I recommend doing year round. On all of our adventure athlete training and prep and defend programs, we incorporate sandbag and strongman exercises on all our strength and conditioning program. And that's something that makes it unique. You know, I think there's a lot of people that kind of mess with sandbags, but when it really comes to incorporating them into your workout program with a plan and a purpose. And I've tried to do that. So I'm going to tell you some ways that you can use sandbags and why you should. So you can use sandbags as you program basic strongman lifts and you utilize the sandbags in order to make you the most functionally relevant athlete possible. So I'll get into a little bit about what strongman workouts or what strongman exercises can be. But first off, what do I mean by being functionally relevant? And what I mean by that is being the right type of strong. So being the right type of strong for your arduous life, if you're backpacking, if you're a hunter, you know, that arduous outdoor kind of lifestyle where you're lifting and carrying heavy, odd objects, and especially if you earn a living or you're planning on earning a living as a tactical athlete. So you have to be functionally relevant. So, I mean, it's one thing to be strong in the gym. It's one thing to be able to have numbers that say how strong you are because you lifted a certain amount on a barbell or on a machine. But how well are you able to take that strength that you have and apply it to just performing work duties around you, whether, you know, lifting, carrying heavy objects? So when you incorporate sandbags, you really get to see how strong you really are in real life, you know, functional, as it were. You hear that term a lot, but it really does translate really well into, you know, your lifestyle of, you know, outdoors lifestyle or tactical athlete lifestyle. So that's what I mean. So you're going to use sandbags to make you the most functionally relevant athlete possible. And so we're talking about using sandbags, and I've been mentioning some strongman type exercises. And in my workouts, I just kind of push the two words together. I call it strong bag work a lot because it's strongman movements, but we're going to be using a sandbag. But what is strongman training? So strongman training, it's a combination of functional movement patterns that would be pushing, pulling, lifting, and pressing. But it's usually typically really heavy object, really heavy odd objects. And it provides a real world usefulness, as I said, you know, but a lot of times as you watch these strongman events, it's pretty incredible. These guys are huge and it's incredible and unbelievably heavy, you know, the items that they're lifting or pulling. So we want to push, pull, lift in a variety of heavy objects in a variety of ways. But for most of us, and I recommend just keep it basic and keep it applicable to your work. You know, you don't have to get too crazy on these, you know, lifting, you know, these crazy, you know, lifting a bulldozer or something like that. You know, really just the movement patterns though are crucial. You know, there's a lot of, you'll see them lift heavy stones and carry it somewhere. And, you know, we certainly, you know, we lift heavy objects that don't always come with great grips, and you're going to have to carry it a distance and set it down or lift it up to your shoulders, whether it be logs, you know, from the tree felling or the timber that we're cutting, you know, bags of concrete, whatever it is. But it's really important that we're able to do this. And so to practice it in your workout by using sandbags, it's a really, really incredible tool. So that's what I mean by that strong man kind of work. And we're going to be using sandbags. So we're going to incorporate sandbag and strongman training into the daily sessions, you know, whenever possible. And I definitely recommend that you would incorporate sandbag and some strongman training into your workouts several times a week. Because you can incorporate it several times a week. It doesn't always have to be, you know, really heavy strength work or just on your strength days. You know, you can use these strongman movement patterns and using the sandbag in your warm-up session, you know, your prehab or warm-up sessions, on your accessory work, as I mentioned. And typically on a warm-up, it's going to be lighter. You're just trying to set the movement pattern, but with a much lighter bag, you know, your warm-ups can be, you know, throwing a lighter bag, you know, something around 20 pounds or so. You know, you can work on some power development, you can toss them. And then of course, any core work, and I recommend doing core work daily. So on your daily core work, you can use a lighter sandbag again on any rotations or slams. You know, you can actually simulate with a lighter bag, you can simulate a tool swinging motion, like you're swinging a sledgehammer by slamming it to the ground. And, you know, you can do rotations, you know, lighter or even moderate. You know, you can get it a little bit heavy and rotate it, lifting the bag from the ground up to a box, you know, with keeping your feet in one spot and you're rotating, you know. So that's an example of not just sit-ups, but incorporating your core and getting some rotation work by using sandbags. And then, of course, there's going to be strength and strength accessory work that you can do. So a lot of the sandbags, they'll have grips on them, and you can do a lot of similar barbell exercises. But even if you just have it carrying the bag in front of you, you know, like a bear hug, you can still do reps and sets and loading that would be great for strength work. And you can use it for every minute on the minute, you know, EMOM sessions that are strength accessory work. But no, definitely, depending on the loading of the bag, you can work the strength work as well. And then conditioning, as I mentioned earlier, you can use them for your Metcons, your metabolic conditioning. It's probably going to be like a medium or lighter bag when you're doing those. And the conditioning, you know, it can be carries, picking up a heavier bag, carrying it over distance. You know, partner workouts, sandbags are great. You guys can trade off utilizing those with partners. And then, as I said, of course, in the workout, you can use them for those strongman exercises. So learning some of these strongman movements, picking something up without handles from the ground, getting it to chest height, getting it over your shoulder, on your shoulder, overhead, but just different ways of incorporating these strongman movements. And then of course, you know, any accessory movements that you're trying to do. For example, an accessory movement for a deadlift would be, you know, your deadlift, you're going from your hip hinges bent, and then you're standing and opening up your hips, standing tall. Well, you can practice that explosively by taking a light sandbag and, you know, reverse shot tosses where you're just exploding from the ground and launching this thing up and overhead as far and as high as you can throw it. So developing some power. So that's a way that you can use it for, you know, accessory work. And there's so many different exercises you can do. Again, I'm going to recommend that it's not so much used for random exercise or random workouts, although it's great to incorporate those. But I just try to find ways in the programming, you know, if it's a squat day, I'm going to find different ways to squat using the sandbag. After I've done barbell work, perhaps, you know, then I'll try to incorporate some other squats, and I'll be using a sandbag just to kind of keep myself well-rounded, and, you know, to try challenging in different ways to squat and move objects while you're squatting. But again, just not always doing just random. But if you're looking for random, there's a ton of exercises that you can do with this thing, with the sandbags. So you can try using the sandbags and the strongman lifts and exercises as part, as I said, rather than random, but part of a programming blueprint, you know, to create the most durable and well-rounded athletes as possible. So trying to use these sandbags not in your workouts, not just to break people off or make them tired, but actually trying to build the athlete and set these correct movement patterns, and that you're comfortable moving in a wide variety of ways and rotating. And there's a lot of exercises that they're really only suited for sandbags. Like, you know, barbells and kettlebells, you're not going to be picking them up and launching them and throwing them. So there are some things that are unique to be able to train with just a sandbag. Because if you train like me, right, most times you're trying to train on the cheap. You know, you don't just have money to blow all the time. And, you know, maybe you don't even have a gym membership. But if you're like me and you train outdoors a lot, or you train in a garage gym or at your station or fire department facility, where you might not have like Globo Gym or even a well-outfitted CrossFit box, you don't have all that equipment just at the ready. But, you know, I will say with just one or two sandbags, you can perform an unbelievable amount of exercises and workouts. And those would typically require massive amounts of equipment and weights, but you can accomplish it with those sandbags. So, you know, I've been so blessed to have a great garage gym and to have some great facilities that I've been able to train at. But even with a well-outfitted gym in these facilities, oftentimes, you know, I'll still choose to train with the sandbag on most of my workouts. And, you know, definitely myself, the programming I follow gives me plenty of opportunity to use the sandbags because it's programmed into the workout, but I still enjoy it. It's a good way to train. And, you know, I'll prefer that a lot of times. So, you know, the bottom line with training with these things is it's really not a gimmick. You know, you'll see a lot of things that are kind of a gimmick. You might use it for a while. but you got to find ways to use it to make it the, you know, like even a vest. Like people will spend a crazy amount of money on a workout training weighted vest, but really, I mean, how many workouts are you using it for? You know, occasionally, but these sandbags, you know, I'm using just about every day. And in fact, as I said, if you're trying to work out cheaply and you're just getting started on your facility or your gym and trying to outfit it and you're trying to have equipment, you know, that you could do a whole bunch of stuff with, but without having a lot of things. If I had to choose one single piece of training equipment, you know, to start building up your strength and conditioning, and also be able to participate in, you know, most every workout, you know, to follow the movement patterns and to mimic the movements you would do with a barbell, you know, and the workouts are fun. You know, I would absolutely recommend, and I would choose a sandbag. If I had to choose one piece of equipment, you know, where to start, I would say get one sandbag and then get a couple and, you know, a couple of different weights, and you'll be able to do just about anything. And of course, continue to add to your garage gym, get the barbell and the bumpers and the plates, you know, squat racks and start building out your gym. But really to get started on a program for me, you know, I would recommend getting started with a sandbag. So, you know, the sandbag training, again, it allows for, you know, you could train with weighted odd objects and deadloads, you know, like those a tactical athlete would encounter. And if you've been following me for a while or checked out YouTube videos or followed me on Instagram, you know, I'll post a lot of videos using sandbags and I'll simulate like victim drags, you know, deadloads, like when you're actually having to lift and carry, maybe somebody was unconscious, but you can simulate a lot of these movements with the sandbag. And, you know, those are the kinds of things, as I said, like a tactical athlete or somebody who lives like an outdoor lifestyle, they're definitely going to encounter these odd objects, you know, not necessarily well balanced or, you know, perfect grips like a barbell. You know, you're just going to have these things you're going to have to pick up and move. And of course, they're really portable. As I said, they're portable. So you can fill them on site. You can take them someplace empty and you can fill them on site with sand or gravel, which, you know, I use them a lot. When I travel, I'll just bring them empty in a bag, or you could even use some sandbags as your luggage, as your bag. And then, you know, you get somewhere where there's sand or gravel and then you can fill it and work out. But as far as portability, you know, it's really going to be tough to beat because you're just filling it and dumping it out. Or you can leave it set up. Like in my garage, I have several sandbags and, you know, I have a few, so each one's dialed into a certain weight, you know, so I know how much it is. You know, I've weighed them. And so those ones kind of stay set up. But if I'm taking it somewhere, you know, you can just dump it out and load and unload them real easily. And the sandbags that have the grips on them, you know, there's several different handles. And as I said, you can perform most any barbell lift. You know, there's like the hammer style grips, or there's because the grips, you know, kind of face sideways where you can just grip it just like a barbell. That means you could perform any of those lifts. So, you know, cleans, jerks, you know, snatches. And then of course the smaller, there's kettlebell sandbags, and then you'll be able to perform, you know, any of the kettlebell lifts that you would be used to doing, you know, with a kettlebell. You can do it with one of those kettlebell sandbags as well. And then, as I said, those strongman lifts. I even have a sandbag, one of them, it's called a brute ball, but it's basically it simulates an Atlas stone filled with sand. You know, it's just round shaped, like an Atlas stone, you know, and you can load it up. You know, I think right now I have it loaded with like 90 pounds, but, you know, no handles, something that's round like a ball or like a log, it kind of simulates that. So you could use those as well. And then, you know, when you compare it, as I said, talking about outfitting it in your gym, when you compare it to barbells and weight plates and some of this other gym equipment, if you buy a good one, they're kind of expensive, you know, maybe like $150, $160 for an American made one. That's expensive. You'll find them for like half the price made in China on Amazon, but you know, they are pretty affordable. And of course, the weight, you know, is dirt cheap. Haha, no pun intended, right? But no, you can just, that's the weight, right? You're just getting sand or dirt. And so they're pretty affordable and they're going to last quite a while. I've had the ones that I have for years. And And then, of course, like I said, a little bit different than some of the iron or metal weights, or even in a regular gym, you're probably not going to get away with throwing, dropping, dragging, you know, things, because you'll damage the equipment or the flooring. But with the sandbags, you know, you'll be able to take them anywhere and, you know, throw them, drop them, drag them, you know, whatever you need to do. So the list of exercises that can be performed by sandbags, you know, it's too long to list, but I'm sure you're going to get a healthy dose and a variety. And certainly on any of our Venture Athlete training programs, you'll get plenty of different varieties and ways that you can use them. And so let's say you agree with me and that I've made it a compelling case for using sandbags. You know, what sandbags do I really need, you know, or which ones would I recommend? You know, what would I, you know, because I get asked that a lot. Some people say, oh, I see you're using sandbags. You know, I want to join you on some of your training. What do I need, right? And I would recommend a garage gym or station setup that would allow you to scale and perform just about, you know, all of the workouts. So a sandbag setup, you know, like a dream setup, really would just be three. That's all you really need, you know, and one of those being a lighter one, you know, anywhere from empty to 40 pounds. And that's going to be like the sandbag kettlebells. Those are great for that, you know, for a lighter weight. I typically have those set up with like 25 pounds, like a lighter one. And then there's a medium size sandbag with all the different grip variations on it. And medium, what I'm calling medium on our, you know, workouts that we do together, I'm calling medium around that like 65, 70 pound range, you know, a sandbag for like a, you know, medium size male, you know, and you can add more or less depending on your current strength, but a medium bag. And those would be, you know, like the clean and jerks and throwing it sideways, just a little bit heavier, squats, thrusters, those kinds of things. That medium one's perfect for that. And then if you could have three, then you're going to have one heavy one, and a heavy one, meaning, you know, 95 pounds, 100 pounds, 120 pounds. Again, I'm kind of medium size, like 175, 5'7", 5'8". So, you know, those would be what I would call heavy. And then, you know, which ones get used the most? Well, I'll tell you which one gets used the least would be the heaviest one. That really heavy one that's like the 120 pound sandbag I have, I rarely use that one ever. But I do occasionally. And then I have a little bit lighter one at 95 pounds. I use that one some. The one I use more than any other would be the medium bag. So if I were to recommend getting one size, just a medium one, you know, 50 to 70 pounds with all the handles on it, if you just could get one, that one's going to let you do just about everything you want to do. And then the second most utilized one would be like a smaller 25 pound, maybe like that kettlebell style sandbag would be great. If you need any tips on how to make them for your crew or your team, you know, I'll just share that real quick. That's one more thing I would like to add, is that if you need to make your own, it's really super simple. I've used and made our own with like a duffel bag, like military surplus, just canvas duffel bag. And then you can get some rubber mulch and fill it up. It gets it up to about 75 pounds. And then we would just secure it, kind of make it like a Tootsie Roll shape, where you just zip tie the ends down real tight with some duct tape over it so you don't cut your hands or anything. And then those little, like I said, that kind of wrapped candy wrapper, Tootsie Roll shape, it gives you two kind of handles on the end. And then you'll have this big bag that you can use for bear hugs and sandbag over shoulders, carries, all these different things. But if you wanted to make your own, it's actually pretty simple to make. But it is tough once they get loaded down with sand or heavy gravel, you know, stitching on most things will get blown out. But yeah, you can make them on your own as well. But so anything that's a sandbag, if you don't have one, you can use a backpack or a pack even. But just know that things are going to get damaged once you start, straps will get ripped off once you start dragging them and throwing them around. So that's how you can make your own sandbag on the cheap. You know, and if you're looking for more information on, you know, why people should train with sandbags, or, you know, you're looking for American made sandbags of your own, you know, I recommend Brute Force, you know, their website. Yes, I'm affiliate with Brute Force, but it's because I've used them for a long time. They're made in the USA and their customer service is great. You know, I've had some, you know, through use, some of the stitching starts to wear out or, you know, kind of normal wear and tear. And if it's any kind of defect or anything, you know, they'll fix it or they'll just send you a new one. So I really like their customer service. You know, you're not going to get that if you buy like a really cheap one off Amazon, most likely, but you know, that's up to you. I like to buy American made when I can. And, you know, like I said, those brute force ones are really good. Rogue has really, really good products as well. You know, super durable, you know, they got a ton of variety, different sizes, and also those bags. I like, or the round like Atlas bag. I don't know whether Brute Force is making that one anymore, but I do have one and, you know, those are really nice too. So if you can get one of those stone shaped ones, you know, those are a heavier one, but they're good for just lifting from the ground to your shoulder, you know, or over objects like an Atlas stone. Those are great. And then you can check out my YouTube channel for more information. If you're looking for, you know, different ways to use them, which ones you should buy, you know, I got a ton of YouTube videos that I've been doing for a few years on that topic of sandbags. So I hope all this information is actually helpful to you. I think it will be, especially if you're just kind of looking to getting started on the training that we post a lot about and that we use a lot of, like I said, sandbag and strongman work. A lot of people have questions. So this kind of, you know, addresses a lot of those questions for sandbags. And if you have any other questions, you know, just send me a message, check out the videos. As I said, share this episode with anybody, that would find this information useful. If they're training for a tactical athlete career, or they're getting ready to join us on some training and you want to know how to incorporate sandbags and use them, you know, share this around for sure. I thank you very much for joining me today and listening to this episode. And I'll see you on the next one.